Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It'll be Moore from the 2-yard line, and we're underway in Glendale. Sky Moore with an opening, and Moore on the run. One man to beat, and it's the kicker, Whalen. He'll blow by him. Moore on the move to the goal line, lunging and down at the 2. Keytrell Clark saves a touchdown, but Sky Moore all the way to the 2. It's first and goal for Brock Purdy's return.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Kugler and Moose Johnson on the call, Fox. Okay, so can somebody help me here? And if I'm misremembering, well, help me out. Yeah. Just help me out. You know, and I know that I didn't say anything about the guy because I don't know anything about him. All I know is the 49ers acquire Sky Moore, and I'm pretty sure there were a lot of people in here making fun of him, it seemed like, laughing at him.
Yeah, but last
said he
week,
couldn't catch.
But okay.
Right? Did you, but just kind of laughing at him, and now he helped us win a ball game.
Yeah, but if you want to do that, just give your partner my victory lap, because last week, didn't I tell you, you know what, Steiny? That's me doing me. I said, there's just something about Sky Moore, man. Well, it's growing on me. And I said that either Tuesday or Wednesday, but we won't even talk about
no,
that.
But
I said that to you, but that's where you go, because you don't. You don't throw lobs for me. I throw lobs for you
so
all
you
day.
Never,
you should have been like, Goo, you said
so you
like
the Sky Moore acquisition when they got him?
I said he's just feisty. Something's going on with him. And he had been having some returns in the return game. And I'm like, it's just something about him.
Wasn't he the guy that everybody laughed at because he's a receiver, but he can't catch?
Yeah, but now he's making
it. I just find it interesting. Yeah. He's helping the Niners.
No doubt about it.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
And I gave him love last week before the 98-yarder. That's all.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay, you don't remember my win.
Well, you know, I remember Will Richard. We're going to remember that one for the next 7 years.
Okay, real quick. This is not brain surgery. It's our show. We're here for 4 hours.
Why are you getting mad at me?
When they walk us out, they'll walk us out. How was New Orleans?
That's fine.
Everybody relax. Take a deep breath. We spent all of Friday about you leaving to New Orleans. You had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
And did she cry when she saw you? Your dad.
We sent a picture of us from the airport.
So you gave in.
We gave in. So
all
soft.
Right. I just had to check.
So soft, not even funny.
I could have did that a day earlier.
Man, it was a quick trip. I was back by 10 a.m. yesterday watching the Niners.
Did you seem mad that it wasn't 23-22? It was just like, again,
they're scrapping for their life, Steiny. Yeah, they went into yesterday out of the playoff.
It's an awful game.
But they won, so it can't be that to Niner fan.
Like, that's great. They won. I don't, like, that's not my main focus.
Purdy came back.
My main focus was, I like that when I sit down to watch football, I want to watch a good game, no matter what. And that game stunk because the Arizona Cardinals stink. And they particularly stunk
that was bad
yesterday in a variety of areas. Yeah. And so I have no sadness or happiness that the Niners won. I just wish it would have been a more competitive game.
What's going on with the kicking game? Panero, he's been perfect too. I mean, missed field goal, two extra points, and got hit on one of them.
Did he miss a field goal? He missed his first one? I knew he missed a couple of did he? I thought he missed just extra point. I might have been more. Let's move on. Devin in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing, my man?
Hey, how are my guys doing today, man?
Hanging in. D.
Hey, man. I'm trying to look, man. Let's give credit where it's due first. You know, the Niners got their dub, right? Now that that's out the way, y'all beat up on some bumps, okay? Y'all beat up on some, what the kids would say, the plumbers, right, or the tech guys. Like, but it needed to be done. I think that the Niners, healthy or unhealthy, they got a very good shot at being a playoff team. And I think that's all you can ask for, especially with what's happened. Purdy, I wanted to know how you guys felt Purdy was. Do you think?
Hey, Devin, I'll answer the question. If you want to call back, you can. But I like you've been clicking.
And Panero was 3 of 3, Steiny. 2 of 4 for the extra points is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he still hasn't missed a field goal. I thought Purdy was terrific. I really do.
I mean, and he's healthy, man.
And he did everything he had to do against that particular team.
If you had to grade him, what would you give him? I'm going to give him a B+.
Yeah, something like that, A-. What? I can't remember anything he did wrong.
Well, I talked about the oh-no throws that I thought could have been picked off, but they weren't. And we could do that with every quarterback. I'll give you that one. But the bottom line is his ledger, 0 interceptions, Steiny. 19 to 26, 41 points.
Well, I think the biggest part is that he, with that win, he now has a higher winning percentage than Mac Jones this year. Because he's 2-1. That's a winning percentage of 667. Max only winning 62.5% of his games this year.
But they both play for the same team.
Right. But chances of winning are better with Purdy, apparently.
Shocker.
Yeah. He was good. He was good. And the best part is, we all know, well, I guess we got to wait to see him come through practice this week. I'm talking about Purdy. But we all know who's going to be the quarterback Monday. And I don't think anybody's got a problem with it at this point.
Yeah, and Carolina, their opponent this Monday, Steiny, is on their ass for this last spot or trying to make it difficult. So, again, I said this about Arizona. I was wrong, not the first time. But this won't be a walk in the park, you think, Carolina.
I don't know. The one thing I'm a firm believer, every week is different in the NFL. I could see the Niners winning by 18. I could see them losing by 15. I could see him winning a close one. I could see him lose. You really don't know what to expect week to week. It feels like.
And I'm going to be real. I didn't expect this shellacking from the Niners this easy the way that they did it, because predicated on what Arizona had did, even though they're injured, you know, how difficult of a game they gave you the first time up here, even though Mac Jones was a quarterback. So that's why I said, Steiny, 25-10 at half felt like 45-10. And Arizona continuously could not get out of their way. And it's just funny. You talk about empty calories in sports and stuff that doesn't matter. The 452 passing yards from Brissett, Steiny, that means nothing. He threw two picks, so the Niners turned him over 3 times. And maybe that's a feather in the defense's cap moving forward. Maybe that'll get stuff turned around. Who knows?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's jump into let's go to Jan. Jan's in Mountain View. Hey, Jan, how you doing?
She should be happy.
I'm doing fine. I was glad to see Purdy back yesterday, and I'm glad that he got out
Jan,
of there.
Jan, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to call back. We got a little clicking issue on the lines,
and we'll be happy to put you right through. Try it again, Jan. Try it again.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting a little clicky.
We got the weather.
Is it raining?
Whatever that means.
Did it rain here this weekend?
Oh, man. It's where I was at, yeah.
When? Saturday?
Saturday and last night. It's something about, you know, in bed in the rain and you hear it, kind of like it.
Yeah. My buddies golfed yesterday morning in Marin. They said the weather was great. Is that pot? So it didn't rain yesterday.
Well, morning. I was in Sac.
Oh. Yeah. Never mind. My bad. Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I agree that this Arizona team obviously played horrific yesterday. But if you look at their season, they actually have not played that bad. I mean, they struggled against the Colts struggled against them. The Packers struggled to beat them. They beat the Cowboys on Monday night in Dallas. You know, I mean, they had played pretty well until the last 2 weeks with the Seahawks and the 49ers taking them apart. But so, I got to give them a little bit of credit. They're not that bad. They actually had a pretty decent, been competitive until the last couple of weeks. Yesterday was an absolute disaster. I don't know how that coach sits there on the sideline and watches this, what was going on all day. But anyway, as far as Brock Purdy, if you can't see the difference between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, I can't help you. There is a significant difference.
Talk to me.
He sees the game. He sees pre-snap stuff. He changed that play and went down the sideline to Kittle for the touchdown. It's just he knows how to play. He knows the offense better than Mac does. Of course, Mac hasn't been here as long, but he's been sitting on the sideline. How many weeks was he out before he played yesterday?
I mean, it's been quite a while, right? Five or six.
So, you know, I mean, the people that thought that the gap isn't that big. If you watch how he plays the game, it's just not true. He just processes everything quicker, and of course he didn't use his legs as much as I thought he might yesterday. But hopefully that's coming. But all in all, in taking it all into account, they make the playoffs great. They maybe get it to the first round, and that defense is just not good enough. You just can't miss Fred Warner and Bosa and can't rush the passer and survive against teams like with quarterbacks that are just going to tear you apart when you have that much time. So yeah, I mean, even they did it yesterday; they tore them apart. They just had so many penalties, you know, they couldn't sustain anything. But
right,
yeah.
It's
going to be an interesting year. It's going to be an interesting year, and I'm happy to see Brock back to see how he plays. And I hope that tamps down all this Mac Jones talk.
But isn't it interesting already, though, man? That's how I feel. It's already interesting.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. It's really hard when you can't get close to the quarterback. I mean, it's just like they just cannot get to the quarterback, and that's going to kill you in the end against a good team. But
yeah. No, thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
And that's what I came in here, Stoney. Like, I missed you over the weekend, man. But I came in here like they won 41-22. They are 7-4. They jumped Detroit. They got a playoff spot. But if we want to have a conversation, if you go up against, I would say Mahomes, but if you go up against Bo Nix or one of these other stellar quarterbacks, Matt Stafford, then we'll see how that happened 2 weeks ago. But I guess what I'm saying is ride the wave until you get to that spot. And it doesn't look like you're going to get to that spot in regard to one of those top-tier quarterbacks for a while, because Bryce Young is not it, and Brissett sure as hell wasn't it yesterday along with his team, but enjoy the win.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Hold on, so seriously, yeah. Bryce Young is
448 yesterday.
I know, that's why I'm saying, like, is he good?
Well,
how good is he? I'm asking.
I don't like him, but he's proven me wrong that they're in the position they're in. They came back yesterday in Atlanta. I personally don't like him. I think he's been a disappointment. But I'm saying, Stoney, if they don't commit 17 penalties and he gets time and they got Rico Dattle, I'm just saying, like, with this Niner defense, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, I know.
I'm going to say this to, who was it, Scott? Steiny, I'm not Cosell, but I really believe I was like, the lines were getting blurred in regard to the difference between Mac and Brock. There's no doubt in my mind that Brock Purdy is looking to try to cook downfield just a bit more than Mac. And he uses his wheels and his head, his neck yesterday looked like Duck Duck Goose going through all his progressions. Not that Mac wasn't, but he's hunting that big play. And I think that's the difference there. And sometimes it can get you in trouble not taking what's right there in front of you. But to your point, I just don't think Bryce Young is it. But when you look at that Carolina team, like Steiny, I wouldn't fall over if we come in here next Monday, Tuesday after the Monday night game and somehow they took advantage of a defense that can't get to what Scott said, Steiny, the quarterback. Like, that's got to kill you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go back to Mountain View. Welcome back in. Jan, how are you, Jan?
Can you hear me this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's start over. I was saying that Purdy had a good game yesterday. I thought he was pretty damn good on his first day back after missing about 5 or 6 weeks, except he needs to get the ball out faster. I noticed that he was holding the ball a little too long at times, and they almost got him. And they sacked him once, I do believe. And another thing is that I hope Shanahan is looking for another kicker, because Pereiro, is that his name?
Pereiro.
He pulled his hamstring. And so I don't know if that's his kicking a leg, but he made all his field goals, which surprised me. But heavens, you know, they better be finding another kicker, or we may be looking at Moody on that last game of the season against Chicago. And I'm not, you know, I'm not laughing about it. So I think they better be pretty serious about that, because otherwise you're going to look at Purdy trying to get, you know, touchdowns all the time, and that may not turn out to be so great either. So I hope that Shanahan is looking around and not, you know, trying to hope that what's-his-name is going to come back, because I think this is a serious injury. All I have to say.
Thanks, Jan.
Love you.
Here's Shanahan on now.
Oh, give it to us.
No, I mean, we think he pulled it, but not sure. We'll have to check tomorrow.
I mean, if he pulled his hamstring, he's not kicking. Kick for the next couple.
Right.
But you would think. Didn't he pull it before he hit a field goal or two?
I
thought he got hurt early kind of in the game.
It was. All right, he was on the ground.
Well, he must have made some field goals after that.
Well, he made three.
By the way, Jan, I appreciate the call. Yes. We're just trying to make sure you come through loud and clear to the Bay Area.
Not
a great connection the first time, and I tried to break the news to her gently that if she called back, we'd get her right on. I hope hope we didn't kind of ruin her day. She seems a little
Well,
little
they, there may be something on the wire with the Niners in regard to if he pulled it, how can he kick Monday?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm no doctor. I'm thinking, because I believe that was early first. Yeah, when they got their second touchdown, he was on the ground when he missed it, the extra point.
Yeah, so
pass to Kittle.
Yeah, this is more Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy and how he looked.
I think it made him feel more normal again. I mean, it's always tough for football players when you're out and you can't play, especially watching the guys just do it week in and week out. So I could feel he was more comfortable throughout the week, just getting back into full routine of practice, more comfortable in the meetings when you know you're playing, and I thought he carried it over today. So it's a good first week. I mean, I don't want to compare him to everybody else, but I mean, Brock's done it. You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff throughout him playing and everything, and not many people have done it better than him. So, I mean, he's been as efficient as anyone. He's made as big plays as anyone, and he's led us to a lot of wins.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy and his efficiency. 3 touchdowns, no picks yesterday, 200 yards passing, and easy win for the Niners yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't even need to pass it. Arizona was giving him yards, you know, with all those flags. But I'll say this, Donnie, it's kind of been the theme. I won't say I'm the author of this, but forget the defense for a second. Brock Purdy's back, And my answer I'm going to share with you after you go. But do you think it's just too far-fetched to think maybe they may be able to score 30 to 35 points a game if that's what it takes for them to get into the playoffs? Because with this defense, the way that it is, I think that your best defense is going to be your offense and your new offense that you're asking to score more points. Do you think they can do like maybe 35 to 40?
That sounds way too high to me. Mm. But I think their offense is
capable.
You know, I'd say high 20s to 30 would be a nice goal. But keep in mind, by and large, they still can't run the ball. They haven't been able to run the ball this year. And so when they're not able to run the ball, that puts more pressure on Purdy or Jones to move it through the air. And, you know, that was the one thing that Greg Cosell was talking about, is that the running game makes your drives more sustainable and last a little bit longer.
Right.
And, they haven't – I think that's the next step for the offense. I mean, if we're going to acknowledge that the offense is virtually healthy and the defense is going to be the issue, well, then the offense has to start clicking a little more, particularly the run game. So I don't know how many points they're going to average from this point on, but I'd like to see them – you know, hold on to the ball a little longer on offense and see if they can start scoring, you know, 27 to 30 a game and at least giving the defense a chance.
Yeah. Does how Brock looked yesterday, Stoney, change how far you think this team can go?
No, not really.
See, to me, I got my race around. Like, I'm thinking, okay, they might be able to try and do that and have some success at it.
I mean, I don't look at it as one game.
Kittle's a beast.
Yeah, I just don't look at it as one game against that team who turned it over three times, and
well, you try to project. 17 that's what I'm doing.
Penalties, yeah, and that's why I'm not gonna say the offense is a 40-point offense right now. I mean, to me, that game was against it was just.
No, you know, I hear you.
I mean, but I don't want to take anything away from the Niners. To me, that game yesterday was a kind of an outlier type of game that the Niners game versus Houston was.
Mm.
In other words, Houston holds the ball for 10 minutes in the first drive, and then they get a three and out, but Houston goes on another drive for 10 minutes.
And but Houston earned that though, right? We got to give Houston, like, we know where the void was. The defense couldn't stop Houston.
Right, and but what I'm saying is the 49ers.
Oh, okay, right.
Like the 49ers, this was an outlier. That team was so terrible yesterday that the number, like, I'm going to throw out the 450 from Brissett because it came when they're down multiple scores. I thought Purdy looked good, so overall that matters because he hasn't played in a month and a half, and Pearsall comes back. He didn't do much. Okay.
Any concern there? What Kittle said.
Zero. Right. Zero concern with Pearsall.
Because him being out there, just, you know, you got to pay attention to him, and that opens up other things.
Yeah, I just, you know, when a team is going to have 17 penalties and turn it over three times, I just think, yes, you take the win if you're the Niners. You go to 7-4, but I wouldn't, like, make a lot of – like, I wouldn't say, you know what, our offense is now really explosive, as opposed to, I'm not going to give you that yet.
Yeah.
Now, if you score 40 next week and the week after, you're scoring more touchdowns than you did the first seven or eight games, yeah, but I don't think it's a trend yet. I just think that was a game and might have been one of the reasons why they waited till that game to bring Purdy back.
Yeah. And it was good to see Pearsall out there. And again, Stoney, I just got to say this. Brock Purdy, he's averaged the Niners offense when he's quarterback in 27 points a game. So just think about that there. Go figure that they've been in two NFC championship games in the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people are going to be, oh, they had this and that. But the bottom line is, if you could just push that bad boy up a little more, maybe 34, 35 points, you do wonder if they can cover for a defense that – maybe can turn into a bin, not break.
Yeah. This from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Does anybody really think Mac Jones couldn't have done the same thing against Arizona? That's the real question. Purdy showed me nothing yesterday that Mac hasn't been able to do. There's still not a lot of difference between the two of them for me.
Now, what do I say about the first time that they played Arizona here and it was Mac Jones and you barely won that game and you didn't score 41?
Well, I would say this team was way worse than that
Arizona team.
Yeah. I think Arizona, but I mean,
it's out of sight, out of mind to me.
It's fair, though. We had a caller, I forget the guy, Scotty from Marin, said, I think yesterday showed Purdy's a lot better than Mac. A lot better? Let's get into what a lot better is. I don't think he's a lot better. He's probably
quarterback
better.
Quarterback that could take you to the Super Bowl and two NFC championship games.
Well, win you some playoff games. I always get like sensitive Mac, about that. Yeah. I always get sensitive about that because when you say Purdy took him to the Super Bowl, I just remember when people said Garoppolo took the Niners to the Super Bowl.
And he did.
Yeah, and everybody laughed at it and said, he's a game manager. Like, he didn't take anybody there. He happened to be the quarterback. That was quarterbacking when the team was so good they could get there. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Purdy floats it back. In the end zone, all alone is George Kittle. His second touchdown catch of the day. And the 50th touchdown catch of his career.
You just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, George Kittle, 2 touchdowns yesterday. McCaffrey with 3. boy, McCaffrey's having a darn good year. You didn't even have, you didn't need to exploit him like you have
in
the past week.
That was light work. 18 touches, Donnie. That's how you'd kind of design it. But I got some trivia for you, Donnie, because you talked about one of those touchdowns from George Kittle. You ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
You locked in?
Yep.
Yeah. So Brock Purdy and George Kittle yesterday, Stoney,
yeah,
connected for their 23rd touchdown pass together.
Okay.
Okay. That surpassed the great Steve Young.
No, not to Brent Jones.
And Brent Jones.
No.
They had 22. So yesterday that was surpassed. Kittle and Brock Purdy got Michael Jordan 23.
I got a question for
you. Okay, go ahead.
How many did Jones catch from Joe Montana and Steve Young? Did Joe never throw to Brent?
I'll say this to that. It wasn't 23.
No, but it could have been two.
Yeah, well, 22, yeah, but it wasn't. But here we go. Can you name the number one tandem in Niner history quarter? This shocked me a little bit. I don't know why I'm shocked. That was second.
Okay.
At 23.
Tight end?
Yeah, tight end and quarterback. They got 23, Kittle and Brock. They surpassed Brent Jones and Steve Young. There's one tandem out at number one with Steph Curry at 30. Can you name it?
Russ Francis and
Russ.
Steve DeBerg.
Dude, you forgot Alex Smith and Vernon Davis
did it
30 times.
I completely forgot about
that.
And
they were bad, but I just like, damn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kittle and Purdy cooking.
Because I figured, well, it's nobody between the two. This is George Kittle on Brock Purdy yesterday.
I think I've only said this about two quarterbacks. Brock's presence in the huddle is just so elite. He just he plays the game with this joy that's so infectious, and it's just so much fun to play football with him. I mean, especially five plays into the game, he hits me 30 yards down the field on a perfect pass. He was definitely feeling it. I think he's got the confidence. He's got his swagger. I mean, more people were celebrating with Brock after his touchdown pass with me. I was a little jealous. But, he was feeling it today. I will say the one pass to Christian on third down was he clicked too many Madden buttons on his controller and just said, screw it. And what a play by Christian.
So he dissed every quarterback he's played with, right? Jimmy, that was slapping Jimmy. He's like, come on, you got to go through the list of quarterbacks he's been in the huddle with, right?
The problem is he said he's one of two, and they didn't ask him who the other one was.
Well, you're right there.
Who was the other one?
You're right. Jimmy. It had to be Jimmy.
I have no idea. Maybe
Kittle's
it was Mac.
In the zone right now, man. Hey, maybe it was Mac.
I mean, I don't know.
He ain't had too much. Yeah. He ain't played with Mac too much, but man.
Who was Kittle's quarterback in college?
Iowa. Evan would know that.
He won't know that. Not even the great E will know that. Kittle, how was it like having Ricky Pearsall back?
One of my favorite things about Ricky is just the juice he brings in the huddle. It's just so much fun to see him out there because he has so much fun playing football and he has so much confidence. And, I need that too. I need to feel that confidence from the guys in my huddle. And, Ricky brings that for the second he's in the huddle. And so he's going to have a great one. And, I mean, my guess he's going to pop off on Monday Night Football. That's what I would put. I'm not going to put any money on it.
Wow. This is why I like where I work at in our team.
Why?
Willard just texts both of us. They did follow up and ask. And guess who the winner was?
Mac Jones.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, Jimmy. He said Jimmy.
Okay, so he...
Put some respect right on Will. Put some respect on Jimmy's name.
So now nobody jumps to the obvious conclusion that Kittle doesn't get along with Mac Jones.
Only
Kittle
you do
was
that.
Working behind the scenes to get Mac Jones out of the starting lineup.
That's how your mind
so
works.
So he could bump up his individual numbers.
I thought he was going to text.
Kittle's having a
It's
great
incredible. Stoney, what was the stat I gave you?
I don't.
Since he's come back, 19 targets, 19 catches, 3 touchdowns. Hey, throw it to him. Dude, man. Dude is in his zone, man.
49ers win 41-22. Second straight week, the Cardinals basically lost 40-20.
Wow, you're right.
And, 49ers doing what they have to do. Take advantage of the teams on the schedule that are banged up as much as them and win those games. And now they're 7-4. What was the one thing I was going to ask you about? Oh, our caller Scott from Marin.
Yeah.
Who was saying, it's obvious that Purdy's better than Mac Jones. And he said, you know, he sees sneak, pre-snap stuff before the snap even occurs. He knows the offense better than Mac Jones, mm-hmm. which stands the reason because he's been here for so long. And listen, I think when you asked me, it was one of the best part about yesterday's game is right after the win, I would say Purdy played well enough that nobody is going to be bringing up Mac Jones.
And shouldn't it have been that if we want to keep it 100, as the kids say, Stani, let's be honest. Let's have an honest conversation here. Shouldn't that have been that from – hadn't Brock done enough good
We have to see how he played.
I think he had, man.
Okay, so, like, again
– and he got paid. He got proposed to. He accepted. He got married. And that thing got loud. I'm not going to ignore it, but – I mean, you think about it, you just talk about, I think of Rodney Dangerfield, the respect or their lack of.
Like you were saying last week, you thought Mac might be better than Brock.
Yeah, but I told you the CNN, the politics part of it was not just what Brock Purdy has done for this organization and where he's taken them, almost to a Super Bowl victory, right? I can just keep going on that, read the resume. But also, too, Stani, what's bigger than almost a Super Bowl win is not is the fact that the Niners gave him the contract. So that meant they weren't flirting. So Kyle probably was right. Like, you're holding it down. You're doing a great job. But, man, when I'm watching Brock yesterday, I said, shame on myself. And, again, this was just his first game back, but I saw it early. Stani, he looks to make that home run throw. And I'm not saying Mac was bad. He wasn't. I can't say it. But shame on me for thinking, you know what, Buffalo Springfield, something's happening here and maybe Mac can snatch this job. That never was going to happen.
I disagree. Mm. I we don't know. It still could happen in theory. I'm just saying, like, that the best part of that win was nobody's coming out of it saying, oh boy, we shouldn't have come off Mac. Like, that was the best part of the win.
Yeah.
The
and
best part of the win is that Brock Purdy can quarterback on Monday without half the fan base saying, why isn't Mac Jones quarterbacking on Monday night? And that to me is the biggest part. And that was Kyle Shanahan's biggest win, because if Brock Purdy would have played for whatever reason, like he did against Jacksonville, even if they would have won a close game, there would have been a lot of chirping. Yeah. And they've avoided that. So that to me was the best part of that win yesterday.
No, I hear you, but give me this, Donnie. The chirping would have came from where they don't care nothing about. Well, and that's the team. It would have come from the media.
And it would have come from the fans. It would have come from the fans.
Yeah.
And it would have come from the media.
But not in the building where it matters.
It does. I think it matters if the fan base is booing quarterbacks or is questioning the decision making of coaches and players.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree.
So if let's just say hypothetically Purdy would have been they win 21-20 and Purdy has a touchdown and
a couple picks. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think the fan base would be
no.
up in arms?
I totally do, but it's like what they were when this thing was going and Mac was hot as fish grease. You know, or do you ride the hot hand? My point was I didn't think that ever once altered Kyle and John's thought process and mindset in regard to where when our dude is ready, just hand him over the keys.
I do, and here's why I think so. I think that Mac was playing well enough that they could be super duper cautious with Brock Purdy. And the schedule helped that to some degree. And as long as Mac Jones was keeping him in it, they were going to use him. And then I thought once they got beat by the Rams, it was just the perfect time to bring Purdy back. And he had a wonderful welcome back game against that team. Yeah. And
there's still work to do.
Nobody can say anything now. Whereas if it wouldn't have gone that as well.
Well, Stani, let's be real.
Look, if they lose that game yesterday, what do you think we're going to be talking about if they lose yesterday?
Well, just what you're talking about now.
Exactly. So they've avoided all that, which is big.
Right, for a week. So don't dare act like, Stani, if Monday night comes and let's just say you get a bad version of Brock Purdy, that thing is dead.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, yeah.
But
see, I'm smart enough to know that's still there and people are in the bushes and they'll come out and try to use it when it's, you know, when it works for them. But the bottom line is they went up there and I thought beat the crap out of Arizona and the game was over at halftime. and you only used McCaffrey 18 times. Pearsall came back. First time they've been on the field together since September 28th, Ricky and Brock.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, what was the best part of that win yesterday? Was it Purdy coming back and alleviating any fears? Was it Christian McCaffrey continuing to do his thing? How about the emergence? I shouldn't even say emergence, but how about George Kittle? He's playing fantastic in the 49ers.
Ask me mine.
What was yours?
The three turnovers from the defense, man. And I like my expectation level may be a bit low, but I don't think I'm by myself. I'm hearing Mayoko and all the guys on the post game talk about, you know, how if you get anything from this defense, it'll be something. I'm paraphrasing, but Stani, that was something they've struggled with, takeaways, and they got three in one game, and one came in the red zone. So that there, again, it's Arizona, but you didn't do that the last time you played the Cardinals. So I just, when you come out of a game, you hope maybe this means something, and maybe come Monday night, you know, this starts something with the defense to where these young cats feel like, you know what, maybe we're not getting to the quarterback as often as we like, but we've got a little formula, a recipe to where we're hanging on to possible interceptions. And we saw Niner defenders all year long just couldn't, you know, not have the ability to hold on to a pick. But, Stani, they did yesterday, and my biggest takeaway or thing that I think might mean something is the three takeaways as a whole.
Yeah, I give them credit because they won the game, but when a team, three turnovers and 17 penalties.
I got you.
17 penalties.
Think about it. It's a record, NFL record.
Well, that's the other thing. You want to know why they threw for 450 yards, and a big part of that reason is because they were penalized so much. It's like you throw a 20-yard pass to the 50. Then you hold and illegal procedure, you're back to the 35, you throw a 15-yard pass, you get more yards, but you're at the exact same place.
Yeah.
It was kind of
No, I watched it. I got you.
I would take that win, put it in your back pocket, and don't expect a team to play a game like that against you for the rest of the year, is the way I would look at it. Did Brock Purdy, did he think about the toe? How was the toe feeling yesterday?
No, I didn't even think about it, honestly, in the game or anything. At practice and everything, that's where I tested it all out, you know, and felt, I'm like, at practice, rolling out, all right, do I feel it, do I not? No, I don't, I feel great. And then come game, man, when I warmed up, everything, I didn't even think about it, felt great. And throughout the game and stuff, I was able to do, I think, everything, scramble, keepers, rollouts, step up in the pocket, like, played quarterback.
Oh, you got to feel good with that report.
Yeah. But I think,
because I thought, Stani, was he trying not to scramble as much? You know, I'm just thinking, like, what's going on in his, you know, in his headspace. But he said, nah, Goo, I tested out at practice. I was good.
Yeah. I mean, I think the real test is how he's going to feel today and maybe tomorrow. And if, I guess, later in the week, that's the big test with this toe. But he didn't sound like he was concerned about it after the game yesterday.
I'll tell you this, the disparity between McCaffrey and Robinson in regard to toe, Stani. I mean, this is probably the closest they'll ever be through the whole season. 13 rush attempts for McCaffrey. Brian Robinson on his bumper with 8.
Yeah.
I know the game dictate, you know, goes differently, but I was like, man, okay, B-Rob, that will never happen again the rest of the season. I don't believe.
Well, I mean, Robinson's getting a few more touches week by week.
8 for 24,
we'll see where he is by the end of the season. But
McCaffrey averaged 6.2 a pop, 13 for 81.
This is Brock Purdy on his thought process during the 4 or 5 weeks he was out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's my first time missing that much time in a season. And for me, it was new. How do I handle it? You know, I'm the starter, and we put in all this work from OTAs to camp, and then we go into Seattle, big win, and then I'm just dealing with this toe thing for all these weeks. And so it was frustrating. I had to learn how to deal with it and mentally, like, just take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and trust that there's a process to this. And the trainers, the strength staff, everybody, they do this. This is their profession. So trusting in them, our plan that we put together, all to, when I do come back, mentally, I'm ready to roll. You know, I'm going to drop back with confidence, rip it with confidence, play quarterback, go through my reads. So it was getting to that point. And so that was all new for me. But overall, it felt good. And I loved our plan. And I feel great now. So it's, you know, I'm glad we won. And now it's on to the next.
Can I share something? Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, Stan, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm emotional. And I get, thank you, Evan, I get facts. And, you know, I try to be smart and run with the facts the best that I can. And I try to stay true to myself and in bounds. And
can he just get around to it?
Now that hurt.
I mean, this is obviously
that.
There's no doubt he's saying something here that's going to be.
Hey, no, seriously, Sonny, that hurt, man.
Go ahead.
Like, I need an apology. Trust me,
you got enough disclaimers on it.
Here we go.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Listen to Dre, we'll get to you. So at the summit, that day in San Jose when Willard said we got breaking news and McCaffrey missed practice because of the calf, I ran with, oh my gosh, this might be a death blow. Dude plays that week, nothing to see here. And I'm not mad at myself, but I trusted the intel to think this is big.
Well, all he did was miss a practice.
Right. But before missing that practice and playing in that game, I was like, this can go 100 ways. So I say that to say, here I am, and I did it. Turf toe, low kneel, ball tenure. It can follow you all year. This is me doing it. And it was out of love, but I'm like, oh, this is cryptic, Stiney. This dude comes back, no harm, no foul, picks up right where he left off. So I'm just telling you and you all, I tend to overreact. Man comes right back, plays, feels nothing, and all systems are go, man.
I mean, I can help you with it if you want.
You were in the boat with me.
No, I wasn't.
Stop.
For 6 weeks, I'm like, I hate talking about this. He'll come back when he's ready. Oh, Stiney. Okay. Like, you mean like you overreact when you say, Stiney, I'd shut him down for the rest of the year?
Totally.
Okay. Like something like that. Okay. And I said, well, we don't know how serious the injury is. You know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
God bless you. I forgot.
This is not enough
that.
Of it. No, yeah.
But I'm not taking all the bullets
on this
at the summit because we all the summit stopped because everybody was panicked. Look at you smiling.
Oh my God!
Just admit it. It's okay.
Admit what?
We all were concerned about Christian.
I wasn't concerned one iota. I'm interested because this is my job.
That's a beautiful
concerned,
word. I'm interested.
I'm not concerned about anything. 49
so
are related.
Let you tell it. Yeah, let
I like.
Tell
I
it.
Love talking about their strengths and weaknesses.
Thank you for reminding me about the shutdown.
Are you concerned about Mac Jones' approach now that he's been relieved of his start? No. Stein, are you concerned about Purdy? No. He'll return.
Yeah.
We'll see what
not
happens.
Not disappointed at all. I'm happy I was wrong on both cases, but damn, I did forget I was advocating maybe shut him down.
No. Not maybe shutting him down. Steiny, I would shut him down.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. No.
What?
You all try. See, this is. I can't do it.
Well, you do it with the best stuff.
I can't do it.
And you try to act like
you don't.
Here's
the bottom line. They have injuries, and no is right on the YouTube chat.
What'd he say?
You guys have no conviction. And you know what? You guys have no conviction because you know what?
What's that
You're
mean?
Not comfortable with your sports thoughts.
Oh, please.
And your beliefs.
I am
and
to the
I
point to where I just called myself
one,
out.
Steiny, you want to come off 10-7? No. Steiny, you want to come off 10-7 after 5 games? No. Steiny, okay, they're 7-4. I sure as hell don't want to come off 10-7 now. Unfortunately, you can't stay the same. Because remember, you came off 10-7 when Warner and Bosa got hurt. Yeah, you said I'd like to change it to 8-9 or 9-8.
Stop.
No, you did. No, you did.
You would have to get audio. Now you just troll it now. I stayed at 10.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe I stayed at 10.
And you know why they're on pace? One of the reasons they're on pace to win 10 games? Because their schedule's a joke. That's why. Anyway, but hey, they're doing everything they need to do.
And you said it, and I'll give you this. I hate it. They do control their own destiny to make the playoffs.
Of course.
It's right there.
Of course.
And it starts this Monday or next Monday against the Panthers. Like, you have no idea, like, in your mind, difficult that game could be. Because it can't be this, right? It can't be what Arizona did. And Vegas even had Niners favored by 3. But good Lord,
were
that was
games
easy
in
Monday.
Carolina?
No, here.
Oh, God.
What if it's raining?
Well, then you got to start Mac Jones. It's pretty simple. Nah, this is. Hey, listen. There's only one guy around here who really deserves a victory lap, and it's the boss.
Four,
just absolutely nailing the season before the season even started, and now we're 11 weeks in.
Now,
and
can
I'm
you
like,
elaborate to the people that don't know? Because I'm like, huh?
He said. Let me tell you, no matter what happens this year, if they win games, nobody's going to buy it. Because of the schedule, they're going to get doubted all year long, even if they're winning games.
But don't the injuries kind of throw a monkey wrench in that? Like, you don't even know what to think or how to judge because of what they've lost. Like, that's superseded.
Oh, no doubt. But here's what I would say, Gu. If your schedule's a joke, all right, you got the easiest schedule in a decade.
Right.
Okay. So the 49ers have the easiest schedule in a decade. Okay. Now, Warner and Bosa get hurt. Okay. Now, it's still the easiest schedule in a decade. Now, it may have gotten a little harder for the Niners, but the schedule, just the schedule,
man.
Is a great one. And they're taking advantage of it. So give them their credit.
And you could tell me this and what you think of this, and I don't want to call anybody out, but I'm trying to take the pulse of the fans. And normally, Steiny, after a Niner win on YouTube, you know, we get calls, people calling saying, okay, this is the start of something. We have 1,000. And I feel like it's a packed restaurant. But today it's like 500. And I'm wondering, where is the energy or the synergy that they think this Niner team has created that can propel them now as they sit? If the playoffs ended today, I love that as a fan. If it ended today, they're in. So where you at?
The 49er fans are not as interested as they have been in years past because they don't, some of them don't think they can win a Super Bowl, and they're out. And they can't find enjoyment out of anything other than winning a championship.
Or Mac Jones, because the lines were blowing up. We needed new phone lines.
I mean, do I think the 49ers are good? Not really. But if I were a fan, I'd be like, what the hell? Let's ride it out. They're 7-4. Let's see what happens. Who knows? Obviously, if they make the playoffs, their first playoff game is going to probably be against a team
on the
that's
road,
better than any team they played all year outside the Rams or maybe the Seahawks.
Well, let me do this. 7-4, good record, Sonny, in the NFL? I would say yes.
It's good enough. It's good enough right now. But, you know, look, every fan base has them. Fans that, if they don't think you can win at all, they're just not, they're going to tread lightly.
Hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of 49er fans are. They're smart enough to know that it's going to be tough to win a Super Bowl with this defense.
Hmm.
But what the hell? You can still have fun watching, can't you? 888-957-9570. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.